Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. It is Freedom Friday. And we are gearing up for Green Friday. That's right. We are gearing up for Green Friday because it is all about keeping our money in our pockets or finding a way to get more money in our pockets. This is not the season to try to figure out how to make everybody else rich. Let me repeat. This is not the season to try to figure out how to make everyone else rich. And that is exactly what we are doing when we get caught up on these sales. Now, let me help you understand something about these sales. These are items that they could not sell that they are now making you think are on sale. Let me repeat. These are items that they could not sell that they are trying to make you think are on sale for you. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking about Black Friday and going out, and I remember getting my first DVR. DVD player, because I was not one to really focus on technology very early on. I did not, go with a new thing. I kept cassette tapes until you could no longer use them. I'm just telling y'all the truth. This is Lynn Richardson. I'm your host. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. But let me tell you, I was slow when it came to technology, and I'm still a little slow. So I did not get a CD player until I could absolutely positively no longer use my cassettes. And then when the CD player went out, it took me forever to get the iPods and all these other little digital things. So I had VHS tapes watching all my movies. That's what I did. And I knew they came out with DVD players, but my problem was I'm not about to pay $1,000 for one. I'm just not going to do it. It was the same thing with televisions. I had big back TVs in my house until really just a few years ago. I am telling you all the truth. And all the big back TVs went out at the same time. It was as if they had a big back TV convention and all the flat screens said, listen, we're going to short circuit the big back TVs and we're going to force Lynn Richardson to come into the 21st century. But I remember going to get my first DVD player. And I decided to get it during the Black Friday or the holiday season. And I remember going to get them, and I needed five of them because I needed one for the family room, one for my bedroom, one for the kids' extra room, and, you know, probably a couple of other rooms in the house. I don't remember all of the rooms, but I went and I wanted five, and I bought them because they were only like $40-something. Now, I remember they were not the name brand. It was not a Sony. It was not a Panasonic. It was some brand that nobody ever heard of, but I really didn't care because I just wanted to use the thing for the purpose for which it was intended. My point is, it is all about Green Friday, and this is Freedom Friday. And once again, I am Lynn Richardson. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and $1 at a time. And that means we need to all figure out how to keep some money in our pockets and not throw it away. I had the extreme honor and privilege to speak at the very first major. It was the second one, but this one was bigger than ever. It was the State of Black Women at Google. I had the privilege and the honor of speaking at this event, and they gave me the main stage. And let me tell you, we turned it out. I had a room full of Black women from across the planet. They came from everywhere. So much thanks and a shout out to my little sister, who is my big sister in the business, Valicia Butterfield Jones, who is the head of women over at Google, and she leads all of their global efforts around empowering women, not just Black women, not just white women, but women, period. I'm so proud of her. She used to be the executive director and vice president at Rush Communications, and when she went to go work for Barack Obama, they passed the torch to me, and that's how I became the head of one of Russell Simmons' foundations. And so she has moved on and upward and brought this great event together. And I had to share something with my Black sisters. And I had to share this message that I have been seeing, you know, everywhere. And yes, black women are powerful. Yes, we are strong. Yes, we are going to the next level. Yes, we have, you know, all of the good sayings. But basically, it comes down to this. We look good, but we are educated, but we are survivors, but we're broke. And we have the ability to change this. And I'm not just talking about black women, but I am speaking to this specifically because it's an epidemic. How can you be the most educated group of people on the planet and the brokest? Something is wrong. Something got twisted up. So I'm certainly not demeaning or diminishing the value of an academic education, but it is clear to me that an academic education does not equal financial success. Let me repeat. An academic education does not equal financial success. So what is it going to take for us to get to the next level? What is it going to take for us to really, really understand what we need to do? I have to go back to the basics, and I'm going to bring on a very special guest later in the show. She is a real estate broker extraordinaire out of Atlanta, and she's going to teach us all about how to get our real estate in order and the advantages of investing in the South. But before we get to that, I want to remind us on this Freedom Friday, as we gear up for Green Friday, what we have to do to build wealth. Number one, we have to spend less money. My post today on Instagram, I am basically saying, listen, being broke is hard work. It's hard work. Now, getting your money straight is hard work. The question is, which hard work are you going to do? I'm inviting you to do the work with me. I am inviting you to take a step out on faith. And guess what? I'm going to be right there with you every single step of the way. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to work through this with you. I'm going to help you get to the next level. I'm going to work through your frustrations, and I'm going to work through your fears, and I'm going to work through everything that you think is going to stop you. We're going to keep going in spite of what you're thinking. That's right. We're going to keep going in spite of what you're thinking. We're going to keep going no matter how many pitfalls come your way. We are simply going to keep going. Because let me help you understand something. When you are on the path to getting to the next level, everything that is meant to block you is going to try. Let me repeat. And you have to understand, when you get on the right path and then stuff starts to come your way, that's not your time to give up. That's the time that you're supposed to know, oh, I'm on the right path. Because the whole idea is, as long as you're doing the wrong thing, nothing is going to come in your face to remind you, because that's the goal. So if you're spiraling downward, if you're going backwards, if you are failing, if you are miserable, if you're depressed, nobody's going to come knock on your door and remind you or say, hey, you're depressed. You're already there. They've got you where they want you to be. And when I say they, I'm talking about the universe. I'm talking about the system. I'm talking about the enemy. I'm talking about everything that is stacked up against you. So when you wake up and you say, I'm going to put one foot in front of the other and I'm going to move to my destiny, I'm going to move towards my dream, then you wake up all of the forces that were against you. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. She's no longer asleep. He's no longer asleep. He's awake. So let's go put something in his way. Let's put a financial problem in his way. Let's go repossess his car. Let's go turn off his lights. Let's go do something to make him give up, because all of this is intended to deplete your energy. I want you to understand. When you are on the path to move in the right direction and then everything starts to go wrong, that is an attempt to deplete your energy, period. That's all it is, because energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. And when something comes your way that throws you off your game, it takes your energy away. I'm telling you, I roll with the best of them. I can travel 20 days out of the month. I can go from one part of the country to the next. I can fly for 6 hours. I can do all of it. People don't understand how I keep going. I keep going because I don't think. I keep going because I don't complain. I keep going. But let me tell you, sometimes something can get in my face or come in my path and it will wipe me out. I have to go to bed for a day. I have to take to my bed. But quickly, I start to rejuvenate, reassess, reevaluate, and re-engage. And that's what you have to do. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We will be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. It is Freedom Friday. We are gearing up for Green Friday, keeping money in our pockets. That's really what it is. So I had the opportunity yesterday to talk to the women at the State of Black Women at Google in San Jose, right outside of San Jose, California. And this is what I want you to know. This is what I shared. Again, Black women look good, but Black women are the most educated, but Black women make most of the financial decisions, but our net worth is $5. The net worth is $1 for Black women aged 35 to 50. Student loan debt is strangling our future. We are making other people rich. Let me repeat, we're making other people rich. Now, I don't care what color you are or what gender you are. If you have more stuff on your behind in terms of assets than you have in the bank, then we have done this thing all wrong. What are your assets? Your assets are things like your business that you own. I have stake in a couple of multi-million dollar businesses. So that adds to my net worth. What else adds to your net worth? Your stock, your investments. All of those things add to your net worth, the cash that you have in the bank. Let me tell you what takes away from your net worth. Credit card debt, student loan debt, mortgage debt, car note debt. All of your debts take away from your net worth. So your net worth is simply the difference between the value of everything you own minus what you owe. Again, the difference between everything you own minus what you owe. So if you take everything you own and put it in one column and then subtract everything that you owe, what we're saying is Black women are worth about $5. We got to change that. We have to change the narrative. We have to change the ingredients. We have to change the mindset. And why am I focusing right now on Black women? Let me tell you why. Because in addition to being the most educated group of people on the planet, we have more bachelor's degrees, associate's degrees, master's degrees, and PhDs, percentage wise, than any other group of people on the planet. The other thing is this, we make more financial decisions than anyone else. So African-American women are leading the financial decisions in our households. We make those decisions more than 80% of the time, married or single. Compared to, I believe it's 50% for white women, 30% for Asian women, and, 10% or less, for other categories. So if we are making the decisions and we have the most education and we're the brokest, then I think you can see the problem. So we are doing three things. One, we have to spend less money, period, the end. That's what it's all about. And as a matter of fact, if you have to spend money, ask yourself, can you get it back? If it is not for business, If it is not in your home-based business, if it is not to advance you making more money, then don't let money go out of your pocket if it has no intention of returning. Let me repeat, do not let money escape from your wallet if it has no intention of returning. And the truth is, when we go out for these holiday sales and all this stuff, that's money that's going to leave and it's never going to come back. Now, am I saying don't have any fun? Absolutely not. But what I am saying is this. If you are in the holiday spirit and you want to buy gifts for people, instead of buying gifts for people, hire them. Hire them, give them a salary, and let them go buy their own stuff, whatever the case may be. So for my children work in the home-based business, and they get the pay that they're going to get, and they may even get a bonus. They may get a holiday bonus, but guess what? I'm going to give them the holiday bonus. They're going to go out and buy all the stuff that I was going to buy anyway, but here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get that money back. It is a deduction on my Schedule C of my 1040 tax return in my home-based business. So that's what I want you to start thinking about. I'm not saying spend no money and live like a hermit. I'm not saying spend nothing and just sit and look at the walls. What I'm saying is spend wisely. So number one is to spend less money. The number two thing that we have to do is get more money. That's right. We have to get more money. We have to figure out ways to increase what we have. Now, one of those ways, as I've been saying, everybody needs a home-based business. I'm not going to talk about that today. I talk about it every day, all the time, because let me tell you something. The only way to, if you get wealthy, the only way to stay wealthy is to understand how to get your money back. So that's why I talk about it so much. But I'm not going to talk about the home-based business part of it so much. The other way to get more money is to increase your side gigs. Go get other jobs. Start a home-based business. The other way to get more money is to have responsible investments. Put your money in your 401k, invest in stock, invest in other commodities. But here's another way. Real estate. Real estate is still a very viable way to build wealth. Now, there is no passive income that's easy. There's no passive income that's easy. So everybody that's talking about, Lynn, I'm trying to figure out an easy way. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me if you're looking for an easy way, because it's not easy. It's not easy. Don't you know you have to work hard for what you want? Because once you stop working hard for what you want, then what you don't want takes over. And then you have to work hard fighting that. Let me repeat. If you stop working hard for what you want, then what you don't want will take over. And then you have to work hard fighting that off. So you have to work hard for what you want. The only thing you don't have to work hard for in terms of passive income is the money that comes in that starts to work for itself when you have enough money in the bank that money is making money for you. And when I say bank, I don't mean the bank across the street. I mean in proper investments. So over time, your investments will begin to work harder for you than you can work for it. Your annuities, your mutual funds, your 401k, if you set them up properly. So that's the passive income that you don't have to really wake up every day. You don't have to move anything, push anything. You don't have to call anybody. You have to look at your accounts. You have to see what's going on. But everything else, your home-based business, your real estate, anything else that you want to do, starting a franchise, you have to put in the work. And so right after the break, we're going to talk to real estate broker extraordinaire, my sister, my soror. I've been working for her for well over a decade. Janaea Kennedy is coming on to talk to us about everything real estate and how and why it makes sense to invest in the South. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. LynnLin.com or call 888-LYNN123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. If you want to join the Freedom Friday movement, the Green Friday movement, because we are having a green holiday season. We're not dealing with a black hole, a black magic, a black timeout, a black list. We're not dealing with anything that has anything to do with negative, because that's what those are. Of course, I can say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, but all of those negative connotations with the word black, I am rejecting. We are dealing with harvest, and the harvest is green. So we're gearing up for Green Friday. We are getting our money straight. We are going to the next level with our vision, because 2020 is here, and Wealth Vision 2020 is yours for the taking. The harvest is here. The time is now. And we have none other than real estate broker extraordinaire right out of Atlanta, Georgia, a Lynn's List member. She is a guru in the area of real estate investing, first-time home buyer, you name it, she's done it. Janaea Kennedy is with us to talk to us about how to get more money in the area of real estate and why it makes sense to invest in the South. Janaea, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining the roundtable.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me.
So, Janaea, we have to just get right to it because, you know, I think people are trying to figure out what they can do. And I've already set the table and I've helped everybody to understand if you want to get your money straight, it's going to be hard work. And so it's going to take having an education, and it's also going to take doing the work. So can you just tell us some of, you know, the basics? I have some questions that are coming in from callers. My first question to you is this. I want to sell my home. What steps should I take? Because I think a lot of people don't know when they should move. And if they make the decision that they should move and they want to sell their home, what are the first steps that they should take to make that happen?
Absolutely. And in fact, I just recently helped at least three homeowners make almost $100,000. So that's six figures. Granted, it was over time. But we were watching the market, and so they definitely need to partner with a realtor and have their realtor keep track of what's happening in the industry, what's happening in the market, and is it time to sell? And when it is time to sell, it's time for a mind shift. So remove the fact that you have all those memories in the home and start to think of your home as a business transaction, and that is exactly what the sale will be, is a business transaction. So you need to partner with a realtor, think about it as a business transaction so that you are able to net the or take out the equity that you have earned over the years.
Wow. So I love this. So and one of the things that Attorney Deidre and Attorney Serena talk about when they come on to give us legal advice, also Lynn's List members, one of the things that they talk about from a business perspective is to start with the end in mind. So you're saying to apply that same thing to real estate. If you buy a house, you should also be thinking about the end. If the end is going to be pay it off, then that's one particular strategy. But if the end is going to be to leverage it and to keep track with the market, then you want to know when that's happening. So you have to stay in touch and connected to a good real estate professional.
Absolutely. And the end may not be to sell it. Some people want to hold on to their property. They want to earn money every month. So they become a landlord. They charge more, you know, in rent than what they pay in their mortgage. So they're earning residual income on a monthly basis.
Okay, got it. So one thing, so we've got a couple of different real estate investment strategies then. One may be to buy the property, wait until the value increases, and then get the equity out. And we see that on like HGTV and some of these TV shows a lot, where you see the people who go in, fix a property up, and then sell it, or the people who go and buy a property, live in it, and then sell it. But the other piece of it you're talking about is holding on to the property and gaining income off of it. And Robert Kiyosaki talks a lot about that. And he's built basically a global real estate empire. So if somebody wants to begin investing in real estate in that way, Janaea, what do they need to do first?
Of course, you know, I'm going to say partner with a good realtor and sit down and come up with a strategy. So first and foremost, what is it that you want to do? What type of investor do you want to be? Not everyone has the stomach, if you will, to be a landlord. Some people want to purchase a property, put a little work into it, and then turn around and resell it for a profit. We call that flipping. So some people prefer to flip home. Then other people want to hold on to the property, be a landlord, earn residual income over the years. And some people, they like to invest in multifamily properties. That means you have one roof and several units. It could be anywhere from 2 units up to 100+, like apartment complexes. That's just a few residential strategies. Now, if you really want to get into it, you can become a commercial real estate investor where you rent to businesses. So, like you mentioned, attorneys, they lease out space, and those landlords are making money every month off of them. There are so many strategies that you can use and apply when you are talking about investing in real estate.
Wow. You know what? I'm so glad that we're having this discussion, because I have these real estate acquisition spreadsheets. So that's one who is trying to decide, am I going to buy a piece of property and rehab it? Am I going to buy a piece of property and rent it out, whether it be a single family home or a multi-unit and then commercial? I've never thought really about the piece where you can buy big commercial lots and then sell and rent those out to other businesses. That's definitely a huge way to get into this real estate game. What happens, and this is a question, I'm going to get to the other questions that we have from the listeners, but one of the questions that I have, Janaea, is when you see an empty lot, and I see a lot of that in my old neighborhood in Chicago, in a south suburb called Matteson. Basically, the mall, you know, for years, nobody really ever came to the mall. When you went to that particular mall, it might be two people in the mall, like literally. And everything around the mall was empty. How do you know, like, what's the situation? Because I'm thinking, as an investor, I could go in and buy those strips, you know, buy those little units and then sell them or rent them out to restaurants and other small businesses. How do you know when to take advantage of something like that and when not to? Because an empty lot, to me, looks like opportunity. But for some reason, I'm seeing these empty lots stay empty for a long time.
Well, to be honest with you, I think the best approach and that model is perfect for someone who actually has a business already. So say, for example, I have a catering business, using your example, for a restaurant. I would then rent that space out to other people who are in the business, but I would use part of that space for my personal business. So I think if you already have a business and you're looking for a space, go ahead and get all of the space, utilize the unit that you need, and then rent out the other space to others, because what they're going to be doing is paying your rent or your mortgage for you. So you're working in a space that you already needed for free, essentially.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So that's the same as, like, if I need to live somewhere. So I'm going to get a 2-unit building or a 3-unit. I'm going to live in one and then rent out the others. And that way my rent or my living expenses are paid for in terms of the space. And then I'm just making extra money. That is a really good strategy for the business. I didn't think about that, Janaea.
Exactly. I see it happen all the time. So that is definitely one approach that I recommend. If you already have a business, go ahead and get a space that you can use, but also that you can rent out to other businesses.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to create a real estate acquisition strategy spreadsheet specifically for that. If you are listening to this, we are talking about getting more money and getting more money in real estate. It's still a viable opportunity. So let me ask you this question. So if someone is ready to purchase a home or purchase an investment property, who should they call first? Who's the first person they should call?
Anytime you get ready to purchase a property, whether or not unless you are paying cash, you always want to contact a lender or a loan officer, the money person. You want to make sure you get your money straight first before you do any type of research on a property, before you talk to any real estate agent, before you just engage, period. Find out what you have to work with, what you're qualified to purchase, what type of loan can you get, so that you are an informed buyer before you go in. So the first call is your lender or loan officer. And I know we have several good officers on the lands list that we can refer to, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I would also say, I would add to that, Janaea, because sometimes real estate investors, they have their own money. So they feel like, I don't need a lender. So let me just call the real estate professional first. But I still say speak to a lender, because depending on the situation, depending on what you have in front of you, you may still want to get some dollars from a lender if you don't want to use all of your capital. So especially if you're going to go into investing into commercial real estate or buying multiple properties, you may decide, I know that I'm going to get my investment back in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or a year, but I may want to leverage my cash flow so that I can expand it and build the strategy. So I love it. I love it. Well, you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am Lynn Richardson. You're also listening to Janaea Kennedy, real estate broker extraordinaire. She has served with me for well over a decade. She was the regional coordinator for the Delta Sigma Theta Home Ownership Initiative, an international global sorority for African-American women focused on service and scholarship and sisterhood. And Janaea, tell us, why does it make sense to invest in the South? And I'm asking you this question because, you know, I live in California, and buying a house in California may not be the best thing for everybody, because the house that I can get in Chicago for, you know, $300,000 is $8 million in California. And I'm never going to put that amount of cash down for some bricks. I'm just not going to do it. I don't love bricks that much in order to pay that much for them. But I often talk about, especially when we're talking about the Kitty Condo program for college students as a way to decrease the housing expense and increase the cash flow, I always talk about the South being a place to make that happen. Why does it make sense, even if you live in other parts of the country, to invest in the South? And how can someone make that happen?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you've already said it. It's the cost of living. In the South, statistics show that our homes and our land and our properties are just more affordable than other regions of the United States, or even just globally. And so we are very affordable, especially in the Atlanta market. So if you're coming from a New York or a California, your money is going to go a lot further. That same $300,000 that you would spend in another part of the country, you can get a 5, 6, 7-bedroom house in Atlanta, I know for sure, and that's the truth for the South as a whole. So it's just a way more affordable opportunity for any type of investor. And as long as you are partnered with a good realtor in that area, that realtor can help you navigate and manage and maintain the property. So if you are in another part of the country and you're not going to fly back and forth, that's okay. You find someone that you can trust that is going to look after your property. You know, it may cost you a little bit, but in the long run, it's going to be well worth the investment.
You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. You have heard it from Lynn's List member, Janaea Kennedy. Please go to LynnMillionaire.com. Find Janaea Kennedy on Lynn's List. Email her and get your real estate investment strategy in place. We have to take a break for news, for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Janaea. Looking forward to having you again. It's Freedom Friday, WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020? Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Follow Janaea Kennedy on social media, at Janaea Kennedy. You can also find her at LynnMillionaire.com. Click on Lynn's List. Find her. Send a communication. Say what you have to say. And we respond very quickly. I think that now is the time to really think about your overall financial portfolio and what it's going to look like. How much of it is going to come from your own savings, from the money that you have right now? For most people, that's almost zero, right? For most people, that's not a lot of money when you think about the money that you have right now available in terms of cash flow to save. Now, for those who are out there and you've got a significant amount of additional cash flow and you can put money away, then great. You've paid off your debt. Wonderful. Folks like Leo and his wife, Faith, who have paid off over $200,000 in debt. I'm seeing them post $3,000 payment, $2,000 payment. Like, they are aggressive with bringing down their debt, which means all of the other debt that they paid off, they now have that money to apply. And once all of the debt is paid off, they've got a significant amount of cash flow. So when you take a couple like that and they've paid off $200,000 in debt, the monthly payments that they used to make, they now get to take all of this money and put it into their future. And that's what it's all about. So let's say you're not there. That's okay. It doesn't mean that the end is here. It just means that you have to work a little harder, or you have to work a little smarter, or you have to have a slightly different strategy. The other thing that you can do if you are not debt-free is to think about how you can strategically and very carefully, strategically and very, very carefully take the money that you do have to increase your cash flow. One of those is to start a home-based business, to work the home-based business all the time. One of the things my mentor, Sandy Botkin, says, if you are ever in a situation where you have to talk to the IRS and they say, well, how often do you work in your home-based business? You say all day long like a dog. And that's what I literally do. I work all day long like a dog in all of my businesses, my home-based business, the companies that I run, the people that I oversee, I'm always in it. And so since you are doing that, and if you are doing that, then you can expect a return. The Bible says that please do not grow weary in well-doing, because you will reap a reward if you don't give up. So now is not the time to give up. So you want to think about that strategy, and a piece of that strategy may simply be your real estate. Are you a veteran? Have you thought about the fact that you can buy a piece of property for no money down? Now, yes, I agree that you don't want to get in debt if you can avoid it. But some debt in the beginning may be unavoidable. And one of those areas is real estate. So if you are a veteran, you can buy a house with no money down. You can buy a one unit, a two unit, a three unit, or a four unit. It makes much more sense, in my opinion, to buy a four unit. Live in one of the units and then rent the others out. That's an immediate way to increase your cash flow. That's an immediate way to change your situation. That's an immediate way to up your game. That's an immediate way to get rid of your debt. And that is an immediate way for you to have some power in your financial situation. Let's say you're not a veteran. Let's say you're a first-time home buyer. You can still purchase a piece of property. You can rehab the property. You can buy a property with little to no money down, 3% or less. You can fix the property up. You can get all the units up to par. You can redo the floors. You can redo the paint. You can redo the windows. You can upgrade the bathroom. You can do all of that and get the money to rehab the place and make no mortgage payments for 6 months while you do it. And you will be assigned a HUD certified FHA 203K consultant to oversee the process so that you are not dealing with the contractors by yourself. So when I say you want to think about your strategy and you want to think about how you're going to execute it very carefully, then you want to get the knowledge. That's a way to not only have a residential property making money for you, but you can also do that with a commercial unit. Let's say you've got a barbershop on the first floor and three apartments upstairs. You can live in one, rent out the other two apartments, rent out the space in your barbershop. If you are a barber, a cosmetologist, if you are an esthetician, if you have a spa, like there are so many things that you can do with a space. So I want you to think about what is possible. Don't think about what is possible only for you. Think about what's possible in the universe. Think about what's been done. If it's done, been done before, you can do it too. You just need to make sure that your resources and your financial character, if you will, lines up. And if it doesn't line up, then let's get it to line up. That's what I want you to do. So I want you to go to www.lynnmillionaire.com, go to Lynn's List, talk to Janaea, reach out to her, talk to Cecilia, get your mortgage, get your dollars in order, and then figure out what your strategy is. Now, you may not be able to execute your strategy right away, but that's okay. Because when you work with Cecilia, she's going to give you a mortgage approval plan. That's right, a mortgage approval plan. Now, I haven't talked about this a lot, but I'm going to tell you, the mortgage approval plan is the game changer. Everybody who comes to Lynn's List gets a yes answer. It's either yes now or in 30, 60, 90 days or 6 months or 9 months or a year. And you get a plan to get you there. That's why it's called a map. And it guides you to your destination. And your destination is to become a real estate homeowner, a real estate investor, a commercial investor, or whatever it is. We have the plan to get you there, right? Now, if you are a real estate or mortgage professional or any financial professional out there and you're listening to this, call me. Let's get on the team. Let's get you trained. Let's get you properly. See, being in the financial services business, it has to be more than making a dollar. It has to be more than simply executing a sale. It has to be more than simply saying to people, I've got a program. You got to educate people. So I started the Level One Real Estate and Mortgage Training Program almost 2 decades ago. And everybody who I've taken through that program not only has excelled, but they've lasted. They've stayed in the business. They've maintained their success. They've maintained their dignity. Nobody that I know who went through the Level One Real Estate Mortgage Training Program went to jail during all of the real estate scams. So I want you to think about what it's going to take to help everybody get to the next level using your services. And guess what? I am here and available. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. It's Freedom Friday. We're gearing up for Green Friday. And guess what? It's the end of the show, but I want you to follow me at Lynn Millionaire, at Lynn Richardson. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.